Le Journal du Jazz.
Und hier ist er, der Podcast auf onlinejazzradio.de. Sie nennen ihn den Koloss von Rio, aber nicht nur wegen seiner Erscheinung, sondern auch und gerade wegen seiner gewaltigen Stimme und der fulminanten und fröhlichen Energie, mit der er seine Songs von Brasilien aus über den Erdball verteilt. In seiner Heimat ist Ed Motter schon längst ein Star. Hier in Europa galt er lange als Geheimtipp. Das hat sich spätestens seit seinem 2013 erschienenen Album AOR geändert. Jetzt kommt sein neues Werk, es heißt Perpetual Gateways, und seit neuestem lebt und friert er hier in Berlin. Jetzt ist er bei mir hier im Studio. Herzlich willkommen, bem-vindo, Ed Motter.
Hello, how are you doing?
Wir sprechen heute über seine Musik, sein neues Album und den Sprung nach Europa im Podcast, wie immer, von und mit Nabil Atassi.
Survive. Never in life had a hard time. Give them all you have. They can choose your best. It takes more than a glance to believe in those old lies. Was it good for? They just start to dance. Can't believe their lack of taste improves. Simulate the thrill. Hypochondriac's fun. Well done. Secure. Unsure. Best. It takes more than a glance to believe in those old lies. Was it good for? They just start to dance. Can't believe their lack of taste improves. Simulate the thrill. Hypochondriac's fun. Well done. Secure. I'm sure.
Und der ist bei mir in der Show mit seinem neuen Album. Es heißt Perpetual Gateways und der Song heißt Hypochondriac's Fun. Welcome, Ed.
Well, thank you.
So nice to have you here. And people say you have a lot of records in your home. And then I asked myself, that was the first thing. Does he find any single records if I tell you, please sort out Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers? Will you find it?
No, I don't have it. I don't have Tom Petty.
What else do you have?
But I have lots of things. I mean, I have a collection of almost 30,000 records. It has, USA material, European material, Japanese material, soundtracks, soul, funk, rock. So many different things.
Is it all on vinyl, like real LPs?
All on vinyl, yeah.
So do you insist actually on your record label to also release your records, like your new record, it's called Perpetual Gateways, on vinyl too?
Yeah, it's coming out on a double vinyl gatefold. Yeah, for me it's so important. It makes sense to the way I listen to music every day in my house, which is more in vinyl. But I travel listening to MP3s and and digital and I love that too. I mean, the facility, it's so easy to have most of my collection in my pocket, isn't it? It's so nice, so funny.
You are a real collector of music, and that also refers to your music, actually. If I listen to your new album, there's a lot of styling found on it, like different styles of music. Is that like your concept of you mixing all these styles together? Because you're from Brazil.
Yeah.
So one can say, yeah, you have a Brazilian approach, and for sure you do. And then you have so many different other styles, like soul and jazz. Do you finally just don't care, or if it's eventually something you plan to do?
No, I just respect the inspiration. I mean, the inspiration comes like this because it's my inspiration comes pretty much because my record collection comes through it. So I can be listening to Ennio Morricone with Stevie Wonder, with Leroy Hudson, could be many different things. So it's everything somehow is there.
With your new album, Perpetual Gateways, you are actually coming more and more to Europe and playing here. In your home country, in Brazil, you're very well known. Everybody knows you there in the musical world. And now you're coming over here. Is there something special that makes you want to go to Europe?
Well, there's something funny that sounds almost like a new beginning. Even having people inside the music world that knows me since the mid-90s. But I mean, I'm trying to enhance my audience. So the funny thing is this, to feel like the beginning again.
You do actually big concerts. I saw you last year. People were going crazy about it. How do you feel about the audience in Europe? Is it different from Brazil?
Oh yeah, it's pretty much different because in Brazil there's the expectation about my pop material and my previous albums, and I had huge hits in Brazil from the 80s till 90s. So people goes to see to hear that kind of Stairway to Heaven that I have some in my repertoire. In here, no one is expecting anything from me, so I can go on stage and play the songs from the recent album or something from my, I don't know. So I feel a little bit more relaxed. There's less pressure.
So it makes you free. It's actually no limitation of the hit.
Yes,
the success.
Yes, for sure.
I was imagining that people in Brazil were dancing more than the Europeans do.
Yeah, could be. But I mean, because since my third album, I've been doing soul funk music, but always making joke that, oh, I prefer that people don't dance to my music.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's kind of funny. I mean, so when I play on a theater that everyone is like seated and paying super attention, I really prefer, really.
Ed Motta ist hier im Studio und wir sprechen gleich über sein neues Album. Es heißt Perpetual Gateways und das machen wir gleich nach dem nächsten Song und der heißt Good Intentions.
Gossip, old entertainer that begs for friends.
Trans Am. Won't say goodbye. Gossip, wanting to shine, buffed up and gentle, buried in your mind. When the morning comes, you wake up and show us what to see. Spot. Show off. Don't you remember early September? You said goodbye. When the morning comes, you wake up.
Das ist Ed Motta von seinem neuen Album. Es heißt Perpetual Gateways. Und er ist hier im Studio, was mich besonders freut. Ed, obviously you do like playing jazz, although you played in a pop band in Brazil. We were just talking about concerts that people are wanting to hear your pop hits. But actually, you obviously have an interest in playing jazz. So what's behind that?
Oh, it was a natural thing that came through my interest in jazz and to study music and to learn harmony and things. So I started to make my music technically better. So when it started to be better, I went a little bit out of the commercial, the mainstream radio thing.
Right now on your new album, you get together with a lot of nameful musicians from the US that you play together with. You've had the opportunity to record with all these great people, but the songs are all written by you, so you don't do any standard or anything else. It's all your compositions, and it's still a little bit pop. What is like the essence of an Ed Motta song?
Well, the essence, I think, is a blend of jazz, soul, funk. I mean, I think it's soul, funk, pop, music, AOR, with jazz chords. The main recipe is this, music with jazz chords.
And that's actually a little bit of the red band that goes through your whole career, which is a long career. You've been on the stage for like 30 years, maybe,
yes, even more.
So Perpetual Gateways, what makes it special and what makes it different from maybe some of your other albums?
Yeah, I recorded before two jazz-oriented albums, but they were strictly into this, and I recorded many pop albums in Brazil. And this one, I have two of my biggest love in music, which is jazz, and even jazz is pop. When we go to Joe Williams singing, "Give me my love, woman," this is pop music, isn't it? So
you mean all that I can sing along with is pop?
Yeah, it's pop. Jamaican music is pop. Soul funk is pop. Otis Redding is pop.
Now, Perpetual Gateways is out and you have been on tour in Europe quite a lot, and now you're going even more, maybe this year. You have some dates fixed. I have one date here in Berlin in May. You play X Jazz Festival. I think we can announce that, even though it's not officially announced yet, but I think we can. Yes. Let's be the first announcing it. And what else do you expect to happen with this new album out now here in Europe?
Oh, I expect to be rich.
Even more.
No, I expect to have a different audience, to have more people listening to my music, to get in touch with a new audience. That's what I'm searching for.
Is there actually something you're especially looking forward to this year?
This year? No, it's basically...
just routine.
No,
some 100 concerts.
Yeah, it's to
some
do
million
my music.
Euros.
Yeah.
Okay, Ed Motta, thank you for coming to my podcast.
Thank you so much.
It was a great honor to have you here.
Thank you.
And I'm looking forward to see you live with your new album. And we finish with a piece. It's called, you can say.
Which one?
I Remember Julie.
Ah, yeah, I Remember Julie. I forgot. Sorry.
Das war der Podcast. Vielen Dank fürs Zuhören. Zu Gast war Ed Motta. Bis bald und auf Wiederhören. Tschüss, sagt Nabil Atassi.
I remember Julie. First, hurts. She used to have a vintage glass cap on her desk. Style. Wow. I remember Julie, fine, right? She used to drink expensive wine, her father bought cool food. She'll have been taking some time in our 80s already. I remember Julie. Great. Of course, it's fun, her talent strong, she never worked. Gas, tag. I am Mrs. Julie. Why? Tight. I've been involved with her long time ever since last night. Nice. Twice. Should I be thinking something in our end is unworthy? Her talent strong, she never worked. Gas, tact. I am Mrs. Julie. Why? Tight. I've been involved with her long time since last night. Nice. Twice. Something good. You have been trying some common sense. Just make sure to make that false speech nevertheless should be good. So who cares that what you're doing now might be dull? There's a call for you, don't you hear that? Your mom buyers seems make me sick. Anytime and everywhere you go, don't you hear that? The new world and down is overbound and overweight.